Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery book of baby bunnies sleeping tight. Salt and pepper shaker cows, oven mitts of chicks and sows, creatures great and small, we love them all.
In this episode, we are joined by Britt Lind, the president of Kindness and Science in Action.
Next day, time for a family trip to see the animals in jail. Prisoners all the way from Africa, Alaska, and the Conga Trail. Elephants and pink tutus till they're used as research tools. Creatures great and small, we love them all.
Britt is joining us for an interview.
Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
First, let's hear a little bit more of Creatures Great and Small by Ellie Sarti, a vegan musician in Massachusetts.
Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox, picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. Creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery rhyme of cows that jump the moon at night. Monkey see is monkey do, the lambs that follow us to school. Dumb as dogs and big baboons, but the chickens coming home to roost. A living world of fur cartoons to eat or own or wear or use. Creatures great and small, we love them all. We love
them all. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, freedom, justice, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am very grateful and thrilled that we are joined by Britt Lind. Britt Lind is the president of Kindness and Science in Action. Kindness and Science in Action, a nonprofit organization devoted to protecting humans and animals. Welcome, Britt. Thanks again for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you and all your activism all these years. Before we start with talking about the elephants, Billy and Tina, I'd like to ask if you could please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, okay. short story. I'm from Norway, lived in Seattle, became an animal activist when I met Paul Watson. Then I met Chris DeRose and I found the true calling of my life. This is after I'd been an actress for a while. But I love acting, but helping animals is my calling. So I met Chris DeRose, found out the horrifying facts about animal experimentation, and I knew that's what I had to focus on. So for about 40 years, I have been focused mainly on anti-vivisection and the environment, natural health, and factory farming, but abolition of animal experimentation is our main goal.
Thank you very much. You're joining us from Thousand Oaks, California. Is that part of Los Angeles?
Yes, it's just north of Los Angeles, but very close. So I've lived in parts of Los Angeles for most of my life, and most recently out here in Thousand Oaks.
Okay, and so you have been involved with Billy and Tina, the elephants that were in Los Angeles. So now we're going to hear their whole story. Thank you. Thank you, Britt.
I'll just start talking about my personal concern and tell you more about elephants who are incarcerated, especially Billy. So it was about 30 years ago that I went to the zoo and I had heard about Billy and I saw him in his tiny enclosure, just bobbing and weaving and showing all the signs already of going insane. So he was captured when he was a year old in Asia, captured, taken away from his family, and then ended up in the LA Zoo when he was 4 years old. And like they do to most elephants in captivity, videos show what they did to Billy. Force him on the ground, beat him, stab him with bull hooks, stab him with boards with nails, sharp nails driven in. And then they would stab him and beat him in sensitive parts of his body. This is what they do to baby elephants, to teach them who's boss. So when elephants grow big and powerful, they will still do everything that humans tell them to do, because just the sight of the bull hook would terrify them. So that's what they did to Billy. Now, living in a small enclosure at the zoo, like Billy did alone, because he was a male. There were three other elephants there, females, who came from San Diego, and but they were together. Billy was alone. So one of the worst things that happens to elephants in captivity is they get foot disease. It is the main killer of elephants in captivity. And anyway, they also did something really terrible, which is over 55 times at the LA Zoo, somebody stuck their arm up Billy's anus, forced him to ejaculate so they could try and breed. And it failed over 55 times. He couldn't breed. And yet they kept right on doing it. So, elephants, for the sake of their well-being, mental, physically, their feet, they need to roam hundreds of miles. they need to rub against trees and knock down trees and be with families and friends. This is what they need for their physical and mental well-being. Of course, in any zoo, with these small enclosures, it drives them insane. And that's why you see the head bobbing constantly going on with elephants that are incarcerated. So through the decades, hundreds of us would... Meanwhile, I was continuing on with my anti-vivisection work and all of that. But Billy was in my heart. I felt so badly for him, so badly at how terribly he had suffered as a baby and was still suffering. So along with hundreds of other people, we would rally at the zoo. One person who is very, very passionate about these animals is Cher. She has made a video about Billy. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube if people want to go there. She's been testifying at the city council for years. And, you know, for whatever reason, the city council, decade after decade, pandered to the zoo. There were lawsuits. And the judges would always say, you have no standing. The elephant has no standing. Yes, this is terrible. Yes, they should go to a sanctuary, but you have no standing. The reason we focused on Billy was because the other elephants were owned by San Diego because they came from the San Diego Zoo. But after Shanzi and Jewel were gone, there was only Billy and Tina left. And everyone in LA assumed, finally, they're going to shut down the elephant exhibit. They can finally go to a sanctuary. So the city council was debating on where to send the elephants. Paws wanted them. The elephant sanctuary in Tennessee wanted them. Other sanctuaries would have taken these elephants for free. And all that debate was going on. And then meanwhile, Mayor Bass and Denise Verret threatened to send both elephants to Tulsa, the Tulsa Zoo and breeding facility. And if they were sent there, Billy again would have to go through those torturous, cruel breeding experiments. And he's 40 years old now. And it's inexplicable why they would send them there, because LA taxpayers had to pay the cost of sending them there. And so a month ago, in the middle of the night, Bass and Verret snuck Billy and Tina out of the LA Zoo and sent them to Tulsa. At first, nobody knew where they were. What happened to the elephants? They were nowhere to be found. And then we found out what happened and where they were. It was heartbreaking for us, because the elephants were on the verge of finally going to a place where they could get healthy, where they could have friends with their species, where they could roam for hundreds of miles, where they could have happiness and freedom for the rest of their lives. Instead, they're now stuck in another zoo.
It's really important for people to know the difference between sanctuaries and zoos. They're involved in breeding animals, so that's one big difference. And of course, sanctuaries are vegan, so they don't allow the flesh and female reproductive secretions, which is dairy and eggs, breast milk and ovumenstrual secretions, to be consumed or brought into the facilities, no matter the species, whether it's elephants, horses, dogs, cats, cows, pigs, chickens, etc., or laboratory animals, Thank you for your work with Kindness and Science in Action. Of course, all the laboratory animals, that's also all involved with humans involved in the breeding of animals for exploitation. Where zoos obviously do not promote veganism at all. So thank you for all that information, Britt. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy to share. Happy to share whatever I know. And if you have any questions to me about anything else that we're involved in, I'll be happy to answer.
We're listening to Britt Lynn, president of Kindness and Science in Action. You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Britt Lynn. This is The Deer Song by Will Tutter. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Britt Lynn, president of Kindness and Science in Action. Britt is joining us from Thousand Oaks, California.
So we started having rallies at the zoo. We were interviewed by the press, had a news conference, and there is a motion. Motion 250446 that needs to come to the floor of the city council because the people of LA still own these elephants. The city council can still move them to a sanctuary. And we're hoping that they will vote and move them to the sanctuary in Tennessee, since they're already more than halfway there. There is no reason for them not to vote, for them to go there. So we're asking people to email the president of the LA City Council and call him and ask them to vote on this motion to send Billy and Tina to a sanctuary. So that's what people can do. Everybody, every single person makes a difference. And people from all over the country, even where I'm from, Norway and Sweden, people are saying, please send Billy and Tina to a sanctuary. And whatever moneyed interests are opposed to it, we can't say, we can't know what goes on behind closed doors. But as we've told the city council, this is a win-win situation for them. If the city council sends them to a sanctuary, the people in LA will see the city council as heroes. I just want to say that all of this information and pictures of Billy and Tina is on our website, kindnessandscience.org. So if you have any questions for me, ask away.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm glad that we're focusing on Billy and Tina, the elephants. Yet I do want to express my gratitude to you for Kindness and Science in Action. You are very courageous, and I really appreciate you and also Dr. Will Tuttle, probably about the only two who have been courageously speaking out for authentic veganism, animal liberation during this whole debacle involved in 2020 and 2021 involving the pharmaceutical takeover of the world and the violence and the injustice to the laboratory animals, which are inherent in the mandates.
When it comes to vivisection, during the whole COVID debacle, there were a lot of vegans who turned against Dr. Will, who is my hero. I absolutely love him. I always say that when I talk about him, because he is courageous. He only speaks the truth. He doesn't ever bend the truth just to satisfy people, just so whatever audience he's talking to will accept what he's saying. No, he will speak the truth. And he made it clear about these vaccines. Vaccines are part of the vivisection industry. Vaccines are part of the farm slaughter industry. Because vaccines, what they do is in slaughterhouses with pregnant cows or sheep or horses, whatever, but mainly cows, they will cut the fetus out of the cow, send it down a steel chute to a table. These fetuses, they're alive. Their hearts are beating. And what the vivisectors will do is stick a needle into their hearts and pump out all the blood out of their bodies until they're dead. Then they will separate the serum and the blood, and the serum becomes a basis for almost all vaccines. This is where that serum comes from. They kill about 1 million babies a year in slaughterhouses, so their serum can become the basis of vaccines. And then, of course, we know that ground up organs of macaques end up as ingredients. And of course, vaccines are tested on animals. So the vaccine, the farm, the vivisection industry, they're all intertwined. It's all one ugly, cruel, unscientific, and certainly non-vegan industry. And if you believe in vaccines and get jabbed, then if they're vegan, if they call themselves vegan, they need to investigate this. They can find information on our site. And if anybody wants to email me, my email is there. They can email me with any questions.
Yes, thank you, Britt. Yeah, I see it in simple terms that carnistic rhetoric has brainwashed the public that the consumption via injection or ingestion of animal slavery are necessary for human health. So we understand that it is a non-vegan stance. So I'm really grateful that the vegan evolution revolution is happening. So creating freedom and health and peace for all.
When Dr. Will started talking about all of this, his vegan friends turned against him for speaking the truth. And yet his tours, tours all around the country continue because more and more people, and I'm so grateful to him for spreading the truth. I'm so grateful that more and more people are understanding this connection between farm animals and animals in laboratories and vaccines, that all of this is connected. And a lot of it is due to him and his books. And of course, he's all about kindness, all about human health, kindness to humans, animals, the environment. So yes, Dr. Will is on totally the same page as us.
You are powerful and you are wise and compassionate.
Well, you know, we're only as powerful as our supporters. All of us have to work together to change things. So all these people in Congress, besides the general public, need to understand so they won't be vulnerable when vivisectors scream out through their cronies in the media, oh, cures will not be found. We're just about to have a breakthrough in cancer. You know, you can say, in cancer? The Cancer Society has been experimenting on animals for 100 years. Where's the breakthrough? Obviously, it's not only cruel, it's pointless. It's the same old, same old. We're still in a pitched battle with the vivisectors. That's where we are with the NIH.
Again, I greatly appreciate you. Very powerful, very important. And it's an inspiration that you have been doing this work for decades and even with Billy for 30 years.
Yes. And Billy, he's in my heart. He's special. I saw him there and my heart broke. You know, I want people to go to our site and take action on everything. But today, especially, I'm asking everybody to make calls about Billy and Tina, because we actually have a chance, if we don't let up, to have them win their freedom. Tina is 59. She suffered even longer than Billy. Can you imagine how wonderful it would be for them to experience freedom, to be able to roam everywhere with their new family? I just dream about it. I pray about it because it's right there. It's just right there within our reach.
Thank you very much, Britt. And again, all this information is available on your website,
kindnessandscience.org. And if anybody wants to find out about me personally, they can go to brittlynn.com. It's BRITTLIND.com.
Thank you, Britt. Again, you are an inspiration and very powerful. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I was so happy to be here. And thank you so much for inviting me.
And much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Now let's go out with this beautiful song by Ellie Sarti, Everything Comes Around. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a beautiful, pleasant, lovely day.
Deep in the
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation. Special thanks to the elephants and vegan musicians.